Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guilty Feminist, this is Deborah, and this is a very quick emergency episode to discuss the Baroness Casey Review, which is a report into the standards of behaviour and internal culture of the Metropolitan Police Service, that's the police in London, released today on the 21st of March, 2023. With me to discuss it is someone who has read all 363 pages. It's accidental activist and friend of the show from Reclaim These Streets, it's Jamie Klingler.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on. I know you're in America at the moment and you've made a big effort to get on this Zoom at an appropriate British time. So I'm going to crack straight on. The Baroness Casey Review, what is it? What does it say?
So Baroness Casey was given an access all areas pass, which again, with the arrogance of the Met, kind of didn't believe that she would discover and expose what she has. And I interviewed with her for the review, and it was like 3 hours. And the interim report was about misconduct within the Met. This is about the treatment and how the Met works, or as the report shows, doesn't work to serve the people of London. And it really goes right into massive, massive granular data on the inner workings of the Met, why things happen the way they are, why they're broken, and with huge recommendations of like a last-ditch attempt to save the Met from itself, basically.
Do you think we might be looking at the end of the Met Police Service and being replaced with something?
It's really hard to say, because when you talk about, like, there's almost 250 pages that have nothing to do with the institutional racism, sexism, and homophobia. And that's the part that most surprised me, because I didn't realize the state it was in. I thought they were just really bad in terms of all of the isms. I didn't realize that they can't recognize what gross misconduct is, but they can't recognize what good conduct is. And like, there's no tracking of training. There's absolutely no management. Sergeants aren't trained. Like, somebody sat in a room and clicked through a million things of training to say that his whole team had done their training. Like, there's so much exposed about bringing consultants in. So like, all HR in the Met is now outsourced. Now, in like the Met, where you're dealing with crimes, you're dealing with victims, you're dealing with trauma. And yeah, it's just all outsourced in different ways, little bits here, little bits there. And like, it literally reads like a horror novel, Stephen King-wise, for anybody that has dealt in companies.
So if someone hasn't got access to it or doesn't have time to read it, but wants to be able to talk about it this evening, what do they need to know about what's in the report? Can you give us the need to know?
Top lines, unequivocally, that it is a racist, sexist, and homophobic organization, and that it is over-policing and underserving, especially the Black community. And from the top down, the way decisions are made. Everything really, really is skewed. It's such a white organization and it's such a male organization. It would take, they said, 30 years plus for it to, for the hiring to match what the diversity of London is. The thing that stood out to me for the most horrific bits are the case studies, which are the humanity of it, but then also that they personally witnessed and heard story after story of the refrigerators and the freezers that are meant to hold evidence and rape kits being defrosted, broken, having people's lunches in them, which destroys chains of evidence and makes it all unusable or during a heat wave just not working, while they're not replacing those and funding that while they're buying more guns for the Parliamentary Diplomatic Protection Unit, gets more guns. And that's where Carrick and Cousins were. So when you're talking about the priorities, all of the stuff they talked about with violence against women and girls for the last 2 years, about that it was a priority, this report absolutely contradicts that and says that they're not considered serious crimes. They're sent to the back of the queue, that there's no prioritization for rapes. And even more so, that domestic violence is basically not even seen as a real thing. One of the things that I, hearing from Casey and reading this, like, I can't imagine that she had this much access and didn't pull a single punch. I'm so in awe of the work she's done and what it could do, you know, and what she has stood up to. While she was in the room, people were making sexist remarks and making jokes and being horrible. And like, she's there to do this. And like, that audacity, that the arrogance. And she goes on and on about that the Met will not take blame. The Met has all of these good intentions. And then as soon as they say a good intention on TV, they act like it's happened and they move on to the next thing. Initiative-itis is what she calls it. That like, after Sarah Everard was killed, there were all these initiatives. And Cressida Dick sent an email called Enough is Enough about police standard and required that every sergeant showed it to his team member and then marked it down on a spreadsheet that they saw it. Because apparently that's how you get cops to stop raping and killing us. Like reading it, the last thing I expected was to have so much sympathy for the newbie officers and the officers that are put out on the street with little to no training and no management and no idea of how badly run the organization is and how much money they just throw, public money that they just throw at it. They had an Ernst & Young consultant that they gave $400,000 to declare the culture of the Met and not offer any suggestions on how to improve it. Like, give me $400,000. I do this for free for 2 years. I've been on TV yelling about your culture for a really long time and you're not paying me anything.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what's next? What's next, Jamie?
Well, the recommendations that I was told were all accepted, and then Mark Raleigh, the commissioner, went on TV and said he accepts the report and everything in it, except for he will not use the word institutional. And it's just like, you know what? You don't get a but. You don't get a I accept, but that's a political word. No, it's not politicized because we could have 15 more commissioners and the culture of the Met, not the individuals, the culture of the Met is institutionally broken. It's institutionally racist, sexist, and homophobic, and ableist. And him going on TV, and then Suella Braverman says it immediately after that there, I guess that's the powwow, is we're not going to use the word institutional. Well, the institution is broken. And by not accepting that and doing the toddler, I'm sorry that you feel that way, is a nod, nod, wink, wink, that this isn't as important and he's not taking it as seriously. People are tweeting back and forth like, who is shocked that it's racist, sexist, and homophobic? And everyone's like, Mark Rowley, and Mark Rowley alone, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And Suella Braverman's currently our Home Secretary, and she's been in the news a lot for, frankly, her shocking language around refugees, her dehumanizing language around refugees. What has she said as the official now head of the Metropolitan Police Service? They answer to her. What has she said about this, or what does she intend to do about it, do we think, if anything?
She takes the report into account, and she's taking it very seriously. Da 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 da, and it's not institutional.
She's saying. She's saying it's not institutional. So what is it then if it's not institutional? If the report has found it to be institutional, are they still going by this increasing number of bad apples theory? It's sort of like it's more bad apples than not now. Orchard have had bad apples. So what is it if it's not institutional? What are they saying that it is then?
I don't think that they're replacing the language. They're just saying institutional is woke, so can't be used.
Well, we will wait with interest to see what happens. And what is there anything we can do to write to our MP?
Well, some of the suggestions are about Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, instilling not just some consultants, but instilling a panel of people that actually work for the Met that look at this from the inside. And at this point, I'm throwing my hat in the ring. Everyone wants to talk about me being an armchair critic. I'm the biggest critic, but obviously I'm not going to do it if I'm not allowed to talk about what I learn and what I see. But I am more than willing if it's going to move the barometer and we're going to see some change, but not if we're going to pretend that it's not institutional and pretend that these 360 pages do not make for nightmare reading.
Where can we read them, Jamie?
It's all on the Met Police site, or there's directly, if you want to follow Casey_review on Twitter, there's all the information is there.
How embarrassing for them that they have to put this up on their website. And how shocking that they will still not be ashamed. I mean, I get embarrassed when I've think I've said the wrong thing or called someone by the wrong name at a party or something. And it feels like they don't have any shame. It really, really feels like they don't have any shame.
It's also worth noting that the McPherson report, which is from Stephen Lawrence being killed 30 years ago, declared the Met institutionally racist. And they apparently said they accepted it then and nothing has changed. Chris Cabba is a young man who was killed by police and he was unarmed last year. And his family has certainly not had justice or not had the information they need yet. And so this report, it vindicates us. It vindicates the women that have been saying this for a long time. But the change that has to come from it, I'm not holding my breath that Mark Rowley is the man to deliver it.
Well, I really hope that this government, who have been responsible for all of this, get out at the next election and we get a new government in. I really hope that government takes some action. Jamie, is there anything you came to say today that you didn't get to say today?
No, just that us talking about this and your support of it and your listeners' support of it. 2 years ago when we tried to have a vigil and the police shut us down, it's been a really long fight and there's not a victory lap today, but the fight mattered. The fact that you guys listened, the fact that we didn't shut up about it, the fact that we kept fighting them in court, it has mattered and our voices have been heard and we appreciate your audience and your support.
And there's a direct line from that activism and the support of the Guilty Feminist listeners and other people who stood up to the Met Police and the Baroness Casey Review, not least you and your colleagues from Reclaim These Streets. And so it is an encouraging example that if you fight, sometimes you will be heard and injustices will be exposed. What happens with those injustices and the knowledge of those injustices next relies just as heavily on our willingness to fight. Thank you so much, Jamie. You have been, as always, a wonderful guest. Jamie Klingler, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.